Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We kicked off yesterday by talking about how productive we are in terms of using our time. And the argument I made is that the work expands to fill the amount of available time that you have. So the question becomes, how can we get more out of the time that we have? And one step in that direction is the idea of having a deadline. You know, I decided a while back that I needed to write an ebook. And so I have the regular book out. It's been out for a few years, but I thought it would be a good idea for me to write an ebook. So about 4 months ago, I made that decision, and I know what I want to write about, and I even created an outline for it and started writing. But I know to finish this thing, it's just a matter of sitting down at my computer and completing it. The problem is I don't have a deadline. So this is expanding to fit the room that I have. And since I don't have a deadline, there's a lot of room to expand here. So if I simply created a deadline for myself, as I do with things like my podcasts and the articles and blogs I write each week, I have no doubt that I'd be finished with it. I would have finished it weeks ago. But I've got to do something about it. So what I'm doing with myself now is I'm imposing a deadline on myself that by the end of July, I'll have my ebook complete. So if you're listening to this, just feel free to hold me accountable if you don't see it by the end of July. So by saying it, hopefully that makes it happen for me, and that will give me the additional dedication I need to do it and to finish it. But in life, the idea of creating deadlines for yourself, right? Because sometimes we don't have deadlines, so we have to self-impose them simply so that we motivate ourselves to get done what needs to be done. So as you think through different aspects of your life and projects that you're working on, you know, whether you're doing a renovation in your house or you have some project going on at work that doesn't necessarily have a deadline or an end date, maybe taking an idea and imposing a deadline on yourself and getting somebody to hold you accountable for that, whether it's your significant other or your boss or a coworker, whoever it is, but get somebody to hold your feet to the fire on that deadline so that you're accountable. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about setting incremental goals that are attached to rewards as a way of getting things done more efficiently. For today, I just want you to think about a project or two that you have that sort of won't go away. In other words, you're trying to land the plane, but it's not landing. I want you to pick one or two of those projects that you have and create a self-imposed deadline. Then find somebody that can hold you accountable for that outcome.